I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend? Or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
All right, Neil's going to join us about 9:05. We got to give him a couple minutes to drop his daughter off at school. So there's that. I'm watching Pittsburgh Today Live. They're talking about pumpkins. And by the way, Duncan's the official coffee of the Fan Morning Show. And Twitter's brought to you by South Hills Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram, and Peters Township. Visit them online, southhillsjeep.com. I'm contemplating, it's got to be jack-o'-lantern time pretty soon, as Highfield and Heather are talking about pumpkins here.
When's the perfect time so that it doesn't, the face doesn't like rot out and mush in and cave in for the jack-o'-lantern carving?
You know, I don't know that answer, but you know what I do love? That, and I don't mean this in a morbid, morose, awful kind of way. It's just a fun endeavor. I like doing the jack-o'-lantern carving and all that. One of my favorite things to do is when the pumpkin season is kind of done, is roll the pumpkins down the back hill.
There you go.
Because we get all the pumpkins and we roll them down. And I don't know if they do or not, but I have it in my mind that the deer eat them.
Absolutely.
Like, I just tell myself that.
I guarantee that.
There's a big, long hill behind our house. You got to walk a little bit. And we each take a couple pumpkins and we roll them down there. But you got to roll them so that they, with a little oomph on them, yeah. So that when they hit, they split open. And I trick myself into thinking, yeah, the deer will be there tonight, and then deer...
They'll find a tasty little snack.
Yes, they may just rot. They may just disintegrate right into the ground. I don't know. I don't go back and check on them, but it's one of those things in your mind that you think you know.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I know, like, okay, I'll do that at 11 o'clock in the morning on that day. That's going to be supper for the deer, and assume that that happens. Thinking it really happens?
Yeah, that's nice of you. I don't know if it happened.
Just go with it.
It might.
It probably does.
Yeah, and if not, you know what? It helps the plants grow.
There you go. You're feeding Mother Earth.
Yeah, what do they call it? A compost pile. Same kind of deal.
Right.
Compost. Do you remember when you were in, like, I don't know, fourth or fifth grade or whatever, and they started to tell you about compost piles?
Uh-huh.
Not started to, but then they said you could put, like, eggs in it and this and that. No, seriously. Like,
I know.
And then it would smoke if you caught the right sort of barometric pressure
If it was composting itself enough,
yes,
then yeah.
It would smoke. And I'm like, what the hell do I want to do that for? Honestly, what do I want to have out in the front of my house? And we didn't live in a place where there were woods. I lived where there was cement.
No.
What am I going to do? Put leaves in front of my house and make eggs?
I got a trash can for a reason.
Right.
Nope, to get rid of the stuff.
Right. Put an old slice of banana bread there. I don't want it to smoke in front of my house. What are you talking about, science teacher? Why? Do people compost stuff?
I'm sure someone somewhere does. Or is it one of those things where everybody says, oh, yeah, people compost, and nobody really actually does?
My favorite leaf story ever is one of my friends, his dad had a gigantic leaf pile he had to put, and these jagoffs down his street kept running it. They were a couple older kids than us.
Mm-hmm.
They kept running it over in their car. They had their parents' Volvo station wagon. He put two big cinder blocks in, and they just smashed the whole front end of the wheels and jacked it up, and they made about halfway down the street, and he just looked down and they had their flashers on. He goes, suits him right. Never even followed up on it. He just knew he blew out the front wheel. It's good stuff. Anyway, we have Neil Walker. Neil, good morning to you. Neil Walker joins right now. Hello, Neil. How you doing?
Hey, good morning, guys. Hey, I was listening to you when I dropped off. And did you know on the pumpkin side of things? Did you know there's a thing now in youth sports, and it seems to be more so on the girls' side, but there's these tournaments that they do when school starts, pumpkin smash.
Pumpkin smash. So, yeah, it's a big deal.
Yeah.
Big deal in the softball world.
I never heard of it until recently, and apparently it's a huge, huge thing.
Yeah,
they decorate the pumpkins. Yep. Your team decorates the pumpkins. If your team loses and knocked out of the tournament, the other team gets to smash the pumpkin.
Yep. Big deal.
That sounds like the dumbest damn thing I've ever heard in my whole life.
What a waste.
Right. Wow. And so that denotes that you're eliminated. That's you're done.
Yeah, you lose your pumpkin.
Done.
Yeah.
Jeez. So do you carry your pumpkin around on the bench during your games? Or do you,
yeah.
Yeah.
It's like
Chris,
a baby.
Chris, chime in on this. That's how it works. You just carry around your pumpkin. How do they decorate it? Is it like personal? Is it just like a team logo?
You paint it. Yeah, you paint it with your team colors, and there you go.
Wow.
That's great.
And then
that's
they just smash it on the cement near the dugout or whatever.
Wherever. You know, they might have like a special place set up where, you know, they tarp it off maybe so it's not a giant mess or, you know, hillside somewhere, wherever.
Neil, we just put a big X by the refreshment stand on that bracket that they had hanging up. That was it. Right?
Yeah.
That was it.
Yeah, You got X'd out. Yeah.
Yes, or you went to the loser's bracket and had to win two times in the championship. That was it.
Yeah.
Neil, you're a good guy. Did you guys ever, as I look to Colin and Chris, did you guys ever do the pumpkin smashing like you were in middle school or in high school and it'd be like midnight, you'd go around smashing people's pumpkins from throughout the neighborhood?
I'd be lying if I said I didn't.
Let's go.
I wasn't involved in that. I don't remember really any specifics. I tell you what I really liked was, you know, the kids would build, especially in shop class, they'd build the pumpkin chucking. Things. You know what I mean? And they'd put the weights on the one side, and you'd tilt the other side down, and then they would just let it rip. And some of these kids were smart enough to figure out, you know, the right weight or the right way the weight of the pumpkins to the weight distribution of how to get it to fly the furthest. And I mean, there's some that I've seen fly, you know, football field lengths.
There we go. Neil Walker highlighting the smart kids in school. Good stuff by him. Fan Morning Show presented by Matt Mertz Plumbing, now part of the Armstrong Comfort Solutions family. I saw something today and thought of you a little bit. It was now the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, because that hurricane is coming to the Gulf Coast. And they hardly ever come on that side, really, like they're going to and going to hit that side of it, St. Pete and in through there in Tampa, that they're figuring out a way to get all the Buccaneers out of there. Number one, I know that you had a place down there for a while. Did you ever go through a storm down there in Tampa? And two, were you on that Pirates team that had to get the heck out of Houston that one time when the storm was coming?
Yeah, I had been down. I'd been down there maybe one time right after the season ended. Early on in my career, actually my very first year in pro ball, we had to evacuate Pirate City because there was a storm coming in September. And by evacuation, they pretty much just said, go wherever you can. And we went to Orlando, not all the way back to Pittsburgh, but to Orlando. Yeah, which did nothing because we got absolutely crushed there as well. So, but fortunately, the place I had never got destroyed or anything along those lines. But, man, that's scary. And another one, when I was playing for the Brewers, I didn't have my place down there anymore, but they had to switch. They had to switch a series from Miami Marlins, from Marlins ballpark, to Milwaukee. We were supposed to go down there, and all of a sudden, the day before, they were like, "We're not going there. They're coming here." And it was a big, big ordeal. And you know, that's you know, obviously you see it every once in a while. And I wasn't on that team down in Houston, but you know, you always run the risk this time of year, August into September, down in those parts of the country. Man, is that scary though? I had never seen rain as hard as I'd seen it during a hurricane, and you think like, oh, it's cool, you know, it's windy out, it's raining sideways, this is cool, and then all of a sudden, just you know, you get you see stuff flying down the street and out the windows, and you're like, wow, okay, this is not fun. This is serious.
Let me ask a baseball question, Neil, because the pitch clock thing, it's going to happen. The limiting shifts thing, that's going to happen. Is this good or bad for the game?
Well, I personally think that the shifting is, or the elimination or the limiting of shifting is going to, you're going to see a spike in offense, which is what they want. But the whole rhetoric of what they're trying to accomplish is trying to speed the game up. And I don't think that's going to help. I think it's going to actually make for more runs, longer games, more pitching changes. I don't like the throwover rules. If those are, I need to really hone in on what exactly they're doing with that. But I mean, come on, you throw over two times in a row and you're not allowed to throw the third time. If I'm above average runner, I'm taking off. But so it'll be interesting. It sounds like nobody has an issue with the pitch clock thing, and that's more of a pitcher's perspective. But it sounds like everybody I've heard doesn't have an issue with that. But I'm kind of from the school of, like, you want to play four guys on the right side, you want to play four outfielders, you know, go ahead. But you know, clearly they are making an effort to try to at least move the games along. And I think some things will work, but I think the limiting of shifting, just in my opinion, I think it's going to make for longer games.
Neil, I think it's pretty cool that we're seeing Aaron Judge go for home run number 61, but I don't know much beyond that how cool it is. He's not competing with Bonds for the all-time home run record. Where do you stand on all that?
Yeah, I mean, when you dig into the year he's having, it's incredible. And I think the topic of MVP, is it him or Ohtani, and how do you dive into the numbers and how do you quantify a guy that's a pitcher and a position player? And you're right. You know, he's obviously not going to get up to that Bonds record, but you know, from what I heard, I wasn't on the road trip last week, but from what I heard, it was incredible. From the broadcasters and the coaches and the players said that it was just absolutely incredible what they were witnessing in New York. And he got 60, I believe he got 60 that in game one, but holy cow, they said, you know, people had been to Yankee Stadium before, maybe not some of the players, but coaches and stuff. And they were like, you wouldn't believe what was going on. I mean, every single person had their phone out every time Judge stepped to the plate. And we're not talking 20,000 people. We're talking 50,000 plus. So really interesting, polarizing topic in many aspects. But in my opinion, Judge is the MVP of the league this year. But Ohtani's still the best player. That's kind of where I'm at.
Last thing for you before we let you go. I remember it was 28. It was like September of 2018. I remember whenever Boston was trying to clinch, and Judge had come back that day, and you hit that home run. It was Judge's game, first game back. He had been hurt for a long time. You remember that game
that
you were playing in? And I just always thought about how Judge was trying to steal a spotlight, and here comes Neil Walker, hits a freaking home run. But what kind of guy is Judge? What kind of teammate was he?
He is terrific. I mean, he is. When I was there, I believe it was the second or third year in the big leagues, and super humble kid from humble beginnings, worked his way up. He was a really hard worker, obviously physically beyond gifted. I mean, he looks like an NFL tight end, 6'7", 265 pounds with 3% body fat. I mean, this guy is a freak. But what's most impressive is how he moves. And you know, around here, we talk about, you know, the O'Neill Cruz effect. But, you know, Aaron Judge, he doesn't quite move like O'Neill Cruz does in a 6'7 frame. But, man, oh, man, you watch him on a daily basis. And the worst thing that for myself, at least when I was there, is every once in a while I'd find myself in a batting group with Judge and Stanton. And that was like the worst thing, because I felt like, you know, even with batting practice in general, if I had to go through batting practice even at the end of my career, I wouldn't have made a high school team based on batting practice. But hitting behind these guys was the most humbling experience you could have as an offensive player in baseball.
Neil, you're the best. Tell us before you get out of here about Clean Juice. Lots going on.
Yes, yeah, the fall menu is back for any of you pumpkin spice lovers, and every Sunday in September is double points. So get in there, give it a try. Four locations: Wexford, Cranberry, Donaldson's Crossroads, and East Liberty. So get into a clean juice if you can.
My man. All right, Neil. We'll talk again soon. Good luck. Go get them.
All right, guys. Have a great week.
All right.
See you, Neil.
That's great to have Neil for moments like that, to just a guy that kicked it in the clubhouse with Aaron Judge.
Yeah.
Yes, and Mike Giancarlo Stanton and all of those guys.
Mike.
Judge is – he was Mike Stanton.
I know.
Judge is – I was watching – the best picture ever is when he's standing at second next to Altuve.
He's just a house of a human.
One of the best baseball photos of all time.
Yes.
It really is. Time right now, 9:16. Time to call Chendarovich and Fishman. Call 888-98-TWINS. Also, why don't you go ahead and text us anytime that you like. You love texting us. We love getting texts from you. 412-928-9370. That's the Edgar Snyder & Associates fan text line. We'll talk to Jason LaConfora. That's in short order. We give our picks. We'll not give our picks. We go over how we did with our picks over the weekend. But first, treat yourself. It is time. Let's go. And it is National Coffee Day on Thursday, I believe. Yep, it is Thursday, dedicated to all you who drink Dunkin' Coffee, particularly those of you who only love greater than coffee, whose only love that's greater than coffee is free Dunkin' Coffee. It's a match made in heaven on Thursday.
Yeah, DD Perks members, you get a free medium, hot, or iced coffee with any Dunkin' purchase on National Coffee Day. That's this Thursday. What, you're still not a DD Perks member? Get it together. Come on. Get the Dunkin' app. Join today. Limit one per member. Exclusions, additional charges, and terms may apply. Participation may vary. Limited time offer. Pittsburgh runs on Dunkin'.
Ravens beat the Patriots last night, 37-26. I suppose it was in the afternoon. The Bengals defeated the Jets, 27-12. Pirates and Reds tonight, 6:35 on your Odyssey app. Fan headlines powered by Bowser Chevrolet or Pittsburgh Chevy headquarters. Now it's the Crown Man for the Bet Parks Casino and Sportsbook app. It's everything you want in a digital casino and sportsbook. I refer to myself in the third person. Join Bet Parks with me now. It's the only casino and sportsbook app that I recommend because it's safe. It's secure. It's easy to use. It's backed by the number one casino in all of Pennsylvania. Not an out-of-state operation. Parks is based right here in PA. Bet more than the score. Bet game props like which team scores first. Bet the halftime score. Bet the total points by team by quarter and so much more. Check out Same Game Parlays by clicking on the SGP icon on the Bet Parks app. Download on the App Store, Google Play Store, or at betparks.com. New users can make their first bet risk-free up to $750. Your risk-free bet refunded inside credit. Download on the App Store, Google Play Store, or at betparks.com. Use promo code THEFAN. Must be 21 and in PA or New Jersey.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Jason Luck and Ford, just one moment from now, a couple moments from right now, but let's go over our picks and how we did this past weekend. Let's go.
Hold on. I kept track of them, and then I did not write down. Okay. We all got Kansas. We all missed on the Steelers to start the weekend. We all got Kansas. We all missed on Georgia. They failed to cover. We all missed on Pitt. They failed to cover. We were all on Baltimore, so we all got that one right. We were all on Cincy, except for Dorn, who was on the Jets. So, let's see. That is one, two, three and three on the week for the three of us. And that would be 2-4 on the week for Dorn.
Okay. All right. It can get better
than
that.
So Crowley's still in the lead, 10-6. Mm-hmm. I'm still in last at 6-10.
All right. And we're in the middle there. So we'll figure out some games this week. Yeah. Kansas is. Kansas can win the national championship. What if Kansas goes all the way through the Big 12 season undefeated? That would be incredible. Man, am I rooting for them?
Wouldn't be that bad of a loss for Mr. Neil Brown then, huh?
Well, nobody's looking at it. No one is looking at it that way. They're just not.
Didn't they give him like 66 points to him or something?
Yeah, they got killed.
Something like that.
Kansas had a sellout. Do you think they were prepared from an infrastructure standpoint to have a sellout in football? I was thinking about that as I was watching that game. Like, from how quick did they have to order food and get security and do it? There's no way a month ago they anticipated that. No way.
I imagine they just take everybody that works basketball during the hoop season and just said, hey, guess what? You're working football this weekend.
Well, but even still.
Even still, not enough, I know.
No, you got to get all that stuff, the parking lots. And they're like, we're actually using this parking lot. Why? Why?
We're
selling
use this between,
out our football team.
We only use this between like November and March.
It's not even on Parents Weekend. Why?
47,000 people strong were there this weekend.
That's unbelievable.
Leopold's guy.
Good on
him. He doesn't last there more than this season. He's getting poached.
He just can't. All right, coming up next, Jason Luck and Fora here on the Fan Morning Show. I tell you though, right now, you may have a plumbing problem. They stink. They're terrible. They're not fun, but they can be rectified.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
All right, football fans, the NFL Draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. A-U-D-A-C-Y. Download it today.
Armstrong Comfort Solutions and Matt Mertz Plumbing. Going to get in, get it done. No problem. It's too big or too small. Everything from leaky pipes to a trenchless sewer repair. Armstrong Comfort Solutions and Matt Mertz Plumbing. Going to get in your house, get it done, and get it done right. They accept all major forms of credit cards and offer financing to those who qualify. You call them today to get that plumbing problem fixed. Call them today or book an appointment online, armstrongcomfort.com. As you know, or should know, all our insider calls brought to you by Driveway.com. Car buying delivered on your terms and on your turf. Jason Luck and Fora joins right now Odyssey NFL Insider. Insider calls brought to you, as I told you, by Driveway.com. Looking for a car? Go to Driveway.com where you can get pre-qualified, buy a car, get it delivered. You can also hear Jason with Brian Baldinger, Baldy's Breakdown, with new episodes out every single week. Just search Baldy on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. And with that, we do welcome in Jason. Hello, Jason. Welcome to Pittsburgh. How's everything?
What's going on, gentlemen? They now call the podcast in the huddle.
In the huddle.
For what it's worth.
In
the huddle. Yeah. This was a recent executive decision made way over my head and Baldy's head even. But
what if teams don't huddle? I guess it's still in the huddle.
Hey, I'm again, I just I just go where they tell me.
Yes, yeah. The important people with shirts and ties and things, biz cash, yeah. All that.
We're with you.
Yeah. All right. Well, is there any commonality or common thread, or why were the scores so low this weekend?
Well, I kind of wrote last week in my best bets column, I dedicated it to Colin Hay, a Men at Work, you know, land down under. I thought it was going to be the weekend of the down unders, and it was. I think some of it was just matchups. I think some of it was where teams are at a particular moment in time. that debacle last night, right? It's San Francisco going back to a quarterback who they exiled and didn't even have in their building for most of the summer, and they have a really good defense, and a Nathaniel Hackett operation where it's just not smooth. Nothing really, if you've watched their offense, has given you an indication that it's ready to ascend, and they're playing a really tough defensive team. You know, it's Brady with no receivers against Rodgers with no receivers and two defenses that they really trust, and two coaches who at this stage are willing to play ball control. And, you know, they're playing for February. They're playing the long game. You know, they know they've got older quarterbacks. They know that from week to week that the personnel may dictate that they just keep it simple, stupid. They run it through the running backs. They try to play a close game and win it at the end. The Buffalo game, all those injuries, was that going to make it even more of a shootout, or was it going to lead to some weird stuff with so many people playing together who hadn't done it before and weird matchups and you know, reinventing things on the fly, and Buffalo doesn't have their center, and they don't – like, teams like kind of losing the quarterback of their offense and defense. Would that just turn into a weird, ugly game where people aren't finishing drives? You know, there was, you know, a lot of that. There's a lot of quarterbacks in this league right now who are not, you know, frankly aren't really starters, but they are by default, or, you know, or by – a decision of a team to just continually sort of punt on seasons until they're ready to truly start their rebuild. So, you know, you look at a Chicago that no one's passing the ball as little as they are. It's unfathomable to go three straight weeks, I think under 115 yards passing, but they're doing it and they're actually winning some games. So that ain't changing anytime soon. I think there's sort of a lot of situations where it just pointed it to it being an ugly, low-scoring game, you know. And I thought Baltimore and New England would be the same thing, and that turned into a shootout. So they didn't all hold, but a lot of them did.
Yeah, when you look at this, Jason, I have a theory that a lot of it has to do with guys not getting as much preseason work as they have in past years. Because I look at Buffalo, I look at the Rams, I look at that rock fight between Green Bay and Tampa yesterday.
Yeah.
And those are all quarterbacks who didn't play a great deal in the preseason, if at all.
Yeah, and I think it's also teams being sort of cognizant of what we have, you know? Like, is Bakhtiari any good anymore? You know what I mean? Do we really know? Like, and do we want to find out on the road at Tampa Bay by throwing it 50 times and seeing if he can hold up against that defense? I think it's also sort of a collective mindset of, all right, this is the hand we're dealt right now. This is our strengths. This is our weaknesses. We have two running backs who we trust in the pass game, in the run game. You know, we'll out-ugly them. I mean, I think Aaron Rodgers even said it. I watched the post-game interview. He's like, our goal was to get to 21 points. We thought 21 would be enough. Like, we thought this was a 21-17 game. Like, that's going in, you know? And he's like, turns out it was 14, but I'm not all that shocked because – you know, of what's around, I mean, I didn't say this part out loud, but look at what's around me and look at what's around Tommy right now.
With the Steelers having the weekend to watch things and Mike Tomlin saying he's not thinking of making any changes on the offense, do you think he might be empowered to continue to not make any changes with the way that the league's trending right now?
I kind of do. I mean, their formula isn't a crazy formula for what's going on in the league right now. It's just not. And was the defense on the field too much, you know? Yeah, it was. And they need to find a way to change that a little bit. But I don't see them doing anything extreme, you know, or making any kind of personnel moves, the likes of which, you know, some are clamoring for there. I don't think their equation is that out of whack with the way these games are flowing, the way teams are playing. Who's really good? I mean, we do this every year, don't we? But, like, I would have told you at 12:55 yesterday that, you know, I believe Buffalo and Kansas City are in their own tier in the AFC. And then everybody else, everything else is just a muddled mess. And nobody will be out of this till the end. Well, I don't know that Buffalo and Kansas City are in their own tier, but as the Steelers are watching these games, it's certainly pretty clear that everything else is a muddled mess, and there aren't too many teams that you want to crown, and the Steelers have an identity, and they expect to get a defensive MVP, perennial defensive MVP candidate back in a matter of weeks, not months. So, I think, does it in some way sort of this week where everybody else is playing but them and they're kind of sitting back and watching, reinforce that, you know what, we're not that far off and we're not crazy for doing what we're doing? It probably does.
Was Justin Herbert being a hero or is Justin Herbert being silly?
Well, here's the thing. It's not Justin Herbert's decision. So
Was Brandon Staley being a hero or is he being silly?
No, I don't see any heroes in this situation, gentlemen. I don't see anything heroic there in week three, when you also don't have your center and the offensive lines barely played together and you couldn't run the ball for the first 2 weeks and now you're not running the ball at all in week three either and you're really getting whipped up front. I mean, like, to me it's negligence on ownership to let this kid take a needle on a Wednesday or Thursday to see if he could practice. Like, I don't get it. It's not strong, smart, organizational thinking. I think it's malpractice that kid was on the field midway through the third quarter, let alone in the fourth quarter. I don't care what he said. I don't care if his mom wrote him a note and said it's okay. You know, I don't care if he had a personal doctor call and say, yeah, we're cool with this. He works for them. He's under contract to them. Their entire franchise is him. It's week three. I mean, like I just said, none of these teams are all that great. You've got to play the long game. You've got to be smart about this. And you've also got to send a signal to him that we will protect you from yourself at times. We understand your mentality. That's the mentality we want you to have. But we've got to be the adults here, and we've got to see the big picture, and we've got to do the right thing by you for this Sunday and two Sundays from now and 10 years of Sundays from now. And I just think that's ridiculous. The whole situation is ridiculous. It shows up to me a leadership void and a lack of common sense in people way above the food chain than Justin Herbert.
Well, let me ask you about Tua then. And do you think the NFLPA has any reason to launch this inquiry about the concussion protocol and whether it was properly followed or not?
Well, I mean, yeah, I think they have to. It's this; these are the rules that were agreed upon, and that scene looked to all of us. And again, not saying we're medical doctors, but we've seen a lot of football and a lot of football played in this era where we've become much more cognizant of what head trauma looks like. And whether it turns out that that's related to the hit to the back and the issues going on in the back and neck area or not, I think it's certain is worthy of an inquiry.
Jason, we appreciate it. Jason Lockenfor, it's In the Huddle. That's the podcast with Brian
Vulliger. Trust me.
Got it right. Yes.
I'm one of the few people who know.
Yes.
We will not get it wrong again, Jason.
We will have it right.
No, all good, gentlemen.
I wrote it on my cheat sheet here. Jason, we appreciate it. We'll talk to you next week when we have a Steelers result to go by. And until then, wish you well.
Thanks. Likewise. Talk to you next week.
Absolutely. That was Odyssey NFL Insider Jason Lockenfor. Insider calls brought to you by Driveway.com. Head to Driveway.com today. Shop more than 25,000 new and used cars in Driveway's nationwide inventory. Epic ending coming up in just a couple minutes. Then we get out of here at the top of the hour. Happy Monday.
The Ravens beat the Patriots yesterday 37-26, Bengals 27, Jets 12. The Pirates and Reds will play tonight at 6:35. You can listen to the game on your Odyssey app, AUDACY, your Odyssey app. Fan headlines powered by Bowser Chevrolet, your Pittsburgh Chevy headquarters.
All right, big thanks to Neil Walker, Jason LaConfora, Joe Lombardi. He joined today. Trey Essex, who's going to become a regular thing on Mondays. I like that. Following up a Hall of Famer, wasn't – or no, Ed was at 7, I think, on Mondays.
Yeah.
But Trey Essex is going to be our regular Monday guest. I like that. He studies the Steelers, loves the Steelers, and is just a consumer for every single snap of the Pittsburgh Steelers, former Steelers offensive lineman, Northwestern man. So there's that. But let's get to our epic ending. What do we learn? Adam?
Pro Bowl's gone. They've canceled it. I wasn't even really listening to hear what they're doing instead, but there is no more Pro Bowl, so I've learned that.
Skills competitions in a flag football game.
I wish I hadn't learned that.
Now you know.
Yes. All right.
What did I learn today? Trey Essex is not necessarily a huge fan of Najee Harris's vision as a running back. He didn't call it great. Basically said, yeah, it's good, but sometimes he thinks Najee kind of picks where he's going to go before the thing presents itself and just goes for it. So, and didn't particularly think that that's something that can necessarily be a better learned behavior, that it's kind of instinctive whether you have that vision or not. So if you miss Trey at 8, rewind. Go find it. Listen to it.
All right, I learned this over the weekend. Follow me on this one. All the terrible things happening in the world. People come together in a time of need. So my friend Laura puts this on her Facebook page, and she is married to my friend Bob, Laura and Bob. And Bob is a coach for Mars Youth Football, and they were playing at Hampton. So Hampton and Mars are playing the youth football game. It's the last game of all of the games, okay? And it's the littlest, one of the small groups of kids. So they are playing, and they play a thing called the fifth quarter, which is where a lot of the kids that didn't get in, they get in the fifth quarter. And so it was not a very particularly close game. It doesn't matter who's winning and who's losing. So the ref says, do you guys want to play a fifth quarter or not? And my friend Bob and the other coach say, yeah, we definitely do. In the middle of the fifth quarter, referee, 61 years old, falls down.
Oh, man.
Heart attack right on the field as these kids are playing. The whole place is like, oh, my gosh. Guy, flatline, no pulse, nothing. Laura, my friend, Bob's wife, grabs an AED from the press box because she's filming it, runs down and throws it towards this mass of people that a doctor had gathered and some other people. And then there's a trainer there because there's always a trainer for the games. Not necessarily. They bring the guy back to life.
Jeez.
The ambulance pulls up 2 minutes later, gets the guy, the ref, and takes him. And then he's apparently having a surgery today. He's going to be okay. A couple things. One, if it wasn't for the quick action of all these people, and two, like my friend Bob told me, if we hadn't decided to play the fifth quarter, that guy might have had a heart attack in his car driving home.
Right.
But all these stories you hear, they're small compared to the times when people pitch in when something bad happens. There are so many more good stories of people that are willing to help than bad stories in the world. There just are. So I hope that the guy who's the official ends up with a long recovery and everything, but they said – guy was, I mean, he was dead right on the field.
Geez.
And people from Mars and people from Hampton pitched in together and brought this guy back to life. Incredible stuff. Just incredible. Anyway, a prediction. Adam?
The Giants are going to lose tonight. I need them to lose because I bet them the under to, I think their listed total for wins this year was 5. I took the under. The universe can't have the Giants be 3-0. They're no good, and I can't have them be 3-0. They're going to lose tonight to the Dallas Cowboys and whomever's playing quarterback for them.
Cooper Rush.
There it is.
There you go. All right.
I say Giants win 20-16.
Go to hell.
Ooh. I say that, what's a prediction? Oh, that the Dolphins are going to tell the NFL and the NFLPA, mind your business. We did everything right. What more did you want us to do? My guy had a back injury. He didn't have a head injury. We followed your protocol. Stay out our business. I predict that's how that story is going to end. Hit the thing. Let's go. Fan weather brought to you by Sun Chevrolet. For a great deal on a new or pre-owned vehicle, great service, too. You're going to find it at Sun Chevrolet. Partly sunny today, high in the mid-60s.
That's the weather.
All right, you just heard that weather, and this weather's been going up and down and up and down and up and down like a yo-yo. Well, pretty soon, it's just going to go down. It's going to stay there for a while.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.